All right, good morning and welcome to the Human Resources Committee. Today's Monday, February the 28th. First line item is call to order. Second line item is approval of minutes from the November 1st, 2021 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Line item 3 is public comments. If you have something to share with us, please take us, come up to the pew, and we're going to do 3 minutes today.
Kevin Cronane, 3032 River Vista Way. Okay, two topics. I'm going to try and do a hard stop so we don't blend them together. One is on the town administrator. I tried to get his pay, and they told me I had to pay for the search of records. So then I asked him, and he was kind enough to tell me it's $194.7, which, you know, he does a good job. He works hard. However, in this role that Mr. DeMora undertakes, there needs to be some checks and balances. You know, if he's being controlled by one party, namely the mayor, and maybe getting involved in the political squabbles on council, that's a problem. It's really not what the role is. I don't believe Mr. DeMora is the cause of it. I think that the mayor is the cause of it. And this text message is to back up what I'm telling you. If anybody's interested in seeing how certain council members will be ostracized by staff, I'll be able to provide that for you. I did an 1,100-page FOIA request a couple years back, and I slowly wade through it, and it's one of the things that comes to light is that the mayor seems to think that the town administrator works for him, and that's not really the case. So when you talk about his compensation and his whole package, I think there needs to be some other layer of oversight over the course of the year, because over the year, I don't think anybody really looks at what's going on. One of the things is communicating outside of official channels. If somebody's making what he makes, he should be monitored. And if an elected official decides to go outside the channels to cover their own tracks, he shouldn't participate in that. That's a pretty simple thing to put into place. And again, it's not him. It's coming from the political levels. So that's hard stop on that. Again, I think he does a good job. I don't think you're going to do anything about it. I just want to make sure everybody's aware. The second thing, of course, is the topic that I've been bringing up for months now. If an employee of this town, namely, let's just make it easy and say it's a police officer or the prosecutor, is caught misrepresenting, lying about an official document, we would never ignore that. Never. That police officer would be sanctioned, probably fired, because that's improper. But somehow, when an elected official does it, everybody looks away. They don't want to deal with it. They want to pretend it doesn't matter. But it matters. So I'm asking you, appealing to your sense of decency, and like I said, it's going to keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. It's not going away until council addresses it, one way or another. There are other avenues. The other avenues get ugly for the town. I mean, costly, expensive. Courts and things like that. But the political side is this council's being manipulated. And I believe maybe some of you are compromised and not willing to do your job. Thank you.
Anybody else? All right, thank you. Item number 4 is review and discussion regarding revising the applications for boards and commissions. And this came out of some discussion that council had last month. And I volunteered us to take a look at the new applications for boards and commissions. So these are basically people that we as council appoint to different boards and commissions. And we all felt like there wasn't enough of asking the people applying for these boards what exactly qualified them for that appointment. So after some feedback and back and forth, I think that we have come up with a good number of questions. I also asked Christine to let us see what the form looks like online, because I felt like it was a little cumbersome, so she's given us a copy of that. I haven't tried it myself, but I'm probably going to at some point today, is try to fill one out. Maybe I'll sign up for some appointment. So I just wanted y'all's input. I know that we've already emailed it, but I don't think that we need to take this to council, and I believe Christine already has it up and going on the website, but just wanted to see if you guys wanted to add anything, and if anything, just put it on the record that we have updated.
I just wanted to ask, to clarify, are we also asking for a resume?
Yes. Okay. So, good question, and I believe...
Please upload your resume here.
Does it say it at the end?
It's on the second page, the top of the second page of the what it looks like online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I could have sworn I saw it on there, too.
Okay, great.
Do you think we should put it...
Yeah, and it says it's required, I think.
But do you think we should... I mean, and I... I wonder if we should be like up top.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. I like that. And as we go along, you know, if we see something that we're missing, we can just bring that up as well.
Oh, I have a couple comments. So the couple of things. So one up here says, in what area of town do you live?
Yeah.
Even I'm kind of like, are we saying subdivision? Are we saying like the north end of town, the southern end of town? This is... tell us about yourself.
Oh, yeah. In what area of town do you live?
I feel like people could answer that in so many different ways. So I don't know.
So we need to be a little bit more.
Maybe we just say subdivision, or what subdivision do you live in, or something like that. I don't.
Subdivision?
And does that matter if we have their home address?
Yeah, I don't. Maybe we just take it off.
Take it off. Do you think that that could be just to make it easier for somebody who doesn't know where that address is to know if
it's a subdivision?
It could be.
North, south, or middle?
Yeah,
but maybe ask for a particular subdivision.
Yeah, I think a subdivision. If we just said that, said a subdivision.
Because we all know what.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Sorry, a couple more comments. And then under number five, tell us any potential conflicts.
Yep.
I feel like we're asking the same thing. Kind of. I feel like it's a little bit cumbersome.
Okay.
So like, would you have any family members stand to benefit financially? Okay, that's really good. Anything would influence your ability to make decisions. Okay. I have a little bit of an issue with, do you work for a developer / contractor? If you think about development, it wouldn't just be developer, contractor, architects, engineers, supply. I mean, there are many jobs that are associated with that whole supply chain. But to me, I think you just take that off. I mean, I think it would be answered under number one. And then along those lines, we would see it on somebody's resume, where they work.
So, yeah.
So I don't know. And then I wasn't sure what we meant by, would you be willing to sign a code of conduct to include social media behavior? Does that mean like the same code of conduct that the council members signed, or is there a separate one for boards and commissions?
What I was assuming is that, would they be willing to sign whatever code of conduct document we sign?
Okay.
But I was assuming. And I think that's definitely a new one.
But I think that code of conduct doesn't actually cover social media behavior.
I think it just covers behavior in general, which to me encompasses...
Yeah, but it would be...
all of your behavior,
just
right?
To remind people, I think it'd be cool to add social media. So maybe...
we should look at the code of conduct.
Mm-hmm.
And the code of conduct is a voluntary code of conduct that council members sign or choose to sign, and they don't have to sign it.
Yeah.
I had looked a couple years back at doing a code of conduct update regarding social media, and there didn't. I think that there was sentiment from some people on council that felt that the voters would decide if someone was being inappropriate on social media, and that it wasn't something that we should regulate internally. So I don't know.
It's interesting.
I don't know. But with these boards and commissions, there is no voter.
Right.
There is no voter.
But there's us. Yeah. So it would eventually, if there was ever an issue, we would discuss it. I don't know. I think the code of conduct stuff tends to be a little bit of a slippery slope, because everybody has a different opinion of what that means, and just because you serve on a board and commission, you don't lose the right to your opinion or politically or otherwise, and so I don't know. What's I'm not considered? A big fan of that personally, but
censoring.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just for context, yes. Committee, these are a series of questions drawn from a number of groups, planning, legal, and so you're correct to assume that many of them may duplicate. You may get more answers, or there may be two similar areas covered in the various questions. Specifically for that issue you were just talking about, that would contemplate a code of conduct that would be passed by council. At this point, we don't have anything specific, so it's up for this committee to determine whether that's premature, should council decide to enact something in the future.
Yeah, I mean, to me, we'd have to have the code. Like, if we had a code of conduct for boards and commissions that was a requirement to sign or abide by or whatever, then I feel like the question is good and you should even link the document there on the application. But until we actually have that or create that,
take that out.
That's my personal opinion.
It just says, would you be willing?
Yeah.
But they don't know what it says.
Yeah, but what does it say?
Yeah.
I get that.
And then I have a question about the advertising of when there are openings on these boards and when you submit. So I guess if there's no openings, but I submit my application and I rank them, am I going to become a perennial applicant? Like every month that there's an opening, my application stays in the pile. Are we going to, like, at what point does something drop out of the pile? If you know,
and, yeah, and I believe right now they drop out immediately, right?
Right, but I would think this whole point of giving order of preference would mean that they wouldn't drop out of the pile.
Oh, 2 years.
Oh, they do.
Their application lasts for 2 years.
So they keep showing up as an applicant for 2 years?
Correct. But I haven't noticed that in our.
I haven't either.
They have been.
Oh, they have been. Okay.
Yeah, I've noticed some of the same names. I figured they reapply.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, I guess.
But, okay.
Maybe we could even. Does it say it somewhere that they stay there for 2 years? You're perfectly placed right behind that.
Sorry, my apologies.
No, that's my bad.
Generally, when I send them a letter saying that somebody else was chosen for the position, I send them an email that says your application will be held on file for up to 2 years.
Unless you don't want me to or something.
Exactly.
Okay, exactly.
And back to GM's point, Christine, about... what were you saying? You asked, there was a second part to that question, wasn't there?
No. Oh, because if they're ranking it and everything, and the advertising of like when there are openings, how does that happen? Is it just on our website?
I've been putting them on the website and
is it
also
social media.
I don't push it out on social media too much. I do the Historic District Preservation Commission sometimes on Nextdoor and the Old Village group because most of the applicants have to be specific to that area. They have to live in that area. And I do advertise in the Moultrie News.
Okay. Can we do it on social media as well? Because I feel like there's a segment of the residents of Mount Pleasant who are aware of what's going on with the boards and commissions, and they sort of like get in and apply. But I think that more people would be open and be something that council members could share to our networks if there was a public posting of, you know, hey, there's a slot on CAP or there's a slot on... Mm-hmm. And CAP is not on here.
No, most of these questions seem to be specific to more of the planning and EDS applications. So we would, I'm sure we could tailor it a little differently for CAP and maybe even historical. Maybe we could take historical off because I don't think some of these questions are relative to those positions.
Okay, good. I agree with Councilwoman Whitley as well. And I think we've gotten that from a few council members as well. It's just the push for social media on the application so that more people become aware.
Yes,
so
ma'am. Be happy to.
Definitely. All right. So, Christine, you got that subdivision, adding subdivision to that line. And then I realized you were here. And then we'll do some more thinking on the whole code of conduct for appointees and the social media piece. We'll come back. We good with this?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Moving on to
review and discussion regarding the town administrator's evaluation. So again, I emailed you guys and sent you hard copies of the performance evaluation for the town manager. We have two forms, one that council would use, and then we have the summary form, which is where all the data is going to be gathered and results will be written and added signature page. So Christy and Eric and I have been going back and forth on this, and I feel like we finally have a good draft to share with you all. Christy brought up a great point over the weekend, which I wanted y'all's feedback on, and that is on the goals section. Should we rate the goals as like a question number? It would be question number 11. Or do we want to do something like have it weigh 50% of the whole entire evaluation and then 50% the questions? Does that make sense? So, and I was talking to her a little bit earlier, and she was saying that even with the town, it just, they're leaving it up to departments as to how people choose. And Eric, I don't know if you had a preference, a personal preference, because I know we're waiting on your documentation for the goals. Yeah. I don't know if you wanted to do 50% of the whole thing or just wanted to get your thoughts.
I think it's, I wasn't aware of that. I think it's tough to do that because the evaluation criteria are intertwined into the achievement of the goals.
Right.
So I don't.
So you would not like that?
Well, it's not that I don't like it. I don't see the value in the assessment of it.
Okay.
I don't really know what to say about it. It's there's the tool that everyone agreed to.
Yes.
And now there's some adjustments, which.
No. I just wanted to get everybody's mm-hmm. feedback on it. But I mean, the goals are, we come up with those together.
Correct.
Yeah. And you summarize how you completed those goals over the year. So
think of it this way. A person could be, in my view, it's a multifaceted position for anyone.
Yeah.
And so it's not just enough. While I feel myself and the team was fully successful last year, and I'll have that document ready for you tomorrow, likely. The position requires more than just that. For example, if the person does the job technically, but can't get along with anyone in the community,
right.
then in this particular position, that's a problem.
I see what you're
right?
saying. That is so much more than just goals.
Yeah.
Right.
Piggyback on that, it is very intertwined. So if all of the goals are intertwined with ratings that are already happening,
right.
There's a whole rating section on fiscal management, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
yep.
I don't necessarily see the value in then doing it again on the finance goal. I don't know. They're all I feel like these 10 questions are good and sub questions are good. And I will say we did have one public comment, but there is a whole section on relations with members of the elected body.
Yep.
Like there's one that says carries out directives of the body as opposed to those of any one member or group. And a couple of others that kind of fit that comment as well.
Yeah.
Would you say that then this goals section should be basically the 11th question? So weighted, you know, 1/11th of the overall score, should the goals be entirely separate and not impact the overall performance rating?
The latter.
If I may, see, it hits me as the former because there's the evaluation criteria that speaks of general, for example, financial management.
Okay.
And then inside the goals, it was particular items for that year that may involve financial management. For example, the ARPA money with phase that resulted in the phase on road purchase.
Yep.
So in my mind, it's as equal to the other questions being asked.
Okay.
Because you're taking the goal section and sort of defining it into something that matches that particular year.
So make the goal section the 11th question.
Yeah.
The 11th category.
That's okay. Cool.
And if you don't mind, Eric, I may just get on the phone with you and just kind of talk it through a little bit more. I just want to make sure that we get a chance to kind of celebrate you, honestly, in a public forum, and I don't want to miss any aspect of what you do. So, all right, guys, anything else on that subject? And again, you've got the email. My goal would be, I don't know how close you are to getting your summary done, but as soon as you get that to me, I'll send out the package. And, you know, if we can get it done by Tuesday, awesome. We can go into executive session and do a review and come out and kind of make the findings public. I think that would be cool.
Thank you.
So that's kind of the goal, summary kind of thing. All right. Anything else? Then we'll move on to number 6, which is to adjourn. Thank you.
Thanks.